And I've entitled this devotional, Confessing Christ. You know, there are many ways that we can express our faith to a lost and dying world. With social media, of course, it gives us a great opportunity to express our faith of Christ throughout the world. We can do it also in written word. Welcome aboard Troy Sharbrough and welcome aboard Michael Wusterman. There are many ways that we can confess Christ. And Samson John, welcome aboard as well. You guys are up and at 'em bright and early. I will say this. When a person begins to confess Jesus Christ, get ready for rotten tomatoes to be thrown at you. Maybe not literally rotten tomatoes, but get ready. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is an offense. Many people have bought into a system of works. That's really what Catholicism is a system of works. I've had many people tell me, you know, that Christianity is a principle. No, Christianity is not a principle. Christianity is found in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard A. Hill Haroon. I've heard people tell me it's all about duty, duty, duty. I'm not against good works, but I know for a fact that good works has nothing to do with my eternal salvation. I was born again in the midst of me not doing good works. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. And Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit had mercy, and the Father had mercy upon this poor lost sinner. That's my confession of Jesus Christ this morning. I don't confess my own good works. I confess the perfect works and righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so when we confess Jesus Christ before men, we will get rotten tomatoes. We will get maybe rotten eggs. Because many people have bought into a works doctrine. That's nothing more than Catholicism, you know. I had a Roman Catholic tell me one time. He asked me, "Are you saved?" And I said, "Yes, I've been born again by the Spirit of God." I said, "Are you saved?" You know what he told me? "I'm being saved by my good works." That's what he told me. "I'm being saved by my good works." There's a lot of people that believe that their salvation is based upon something they do. Welcome aboard, Goodness Shy. Scripture is very clear. It's not a works of righteousness that we have done. Through his own blood, he saved us. The foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knows who are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We're not antinomian. We're not lawless. We believe in doing good works, but we must clarify very succinctly that our good works don't earn us merit with God. He showed us unmerited favor. Unmerited favor is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created into Christ Jesus, conformed to the image of his Son. Our good works are a result of being born again by the Spirit of God and Him making all things new. And no, we're not perfect. I do not believe that there's a perfect person on the face of the earth. And if you've met them, I'd like for you to introduce them to me. There's only one perfect person that's ever graced this earth, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was the perfect sacrifice for our sins. So this idea of confessing Jesus Christ is not trying to show people all of our good works and all the things that we've done. That's not confessing Jesus Christ. It's, yes, Troy, I love being a part of good work, but it's all glory and praise to God Almighty and my Savior, Jesus Christ, the worship made my sins by His blood. Amen. Very well stated. Very well stated. We have an unction from the Holy One, Jesus Christ the righteous. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord's laid on Him the iniquity of all of His people. And we are told in Scripture that we are to be ready to give an answer to everyone, the faith that lies within us. I got an email recently from a good brother of mine, Christian brother, who was concerned over the fact that he was revealing some historical accounts of the Reformation by a gentleman who'd done a good job on the history, but then found out the guy was a rank Arminian. What do I mean when I say a rank Arminian? A person who believes and promotes the doctrine of free will. And he was concerned that he'd led some people astray by introducing this historian to some people. And I said, you know, I had the same struggles. You know, I was involved in a reform movement at one time, and then they started promoting people like C.S. Lewis and giving attaboys to people like David Barton and Billy Graham, and it caused me much grief. But, you know, one of the things we have to realize and understand is that God reveals truth to us by His Spirit. Welcome aboard, Oscar Graves. Sometimes He doesn't reveal everything to us all in one setting. Sometimes He reveals things to us over time. Now, if someone is rejecting the truth of the gospel on its face after being shown the truth of the gospel, then there's a problem. There is a problem. But we must realize that the Lord is the one who gives wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding, Proverbs 2:6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. James 1:5. You know, when we confess Christ before others, one of the things that I think is important that we do is to openly admit that we, apart from Christ, are nothing. There's nothing in and of ourselves to boast of. Without Christ, we would be all of all men most miserable, wouldn't we? There's nothing in the creature. And of course, we have to realize that God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift that we could have been given to know that He has died for us, secured for us a place in heaven. That is, death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was his ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it's finished. It never has to be replenished. The work is done. Well, we should love to confess Jesus Christ before men. I love to write about my Savior. It never gets old. To read from his word and tell the greatest story ever told. Forever let me proclaim this wonderful news that Jesus came to save his people from their sins and their eternal future never, never ends. Many things have been said and written about our wonderful Lord, but the volumes can't compare to his holy word. Well, you know, let us always proclaim what Jesus had to say. And let us look forward to that glorious day when we're seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb, having communion with the one who said, I am that I am. You know, our confession of Christ also takes many forms. It takes place in our praising God through singing songs, singing the hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, making melody with our heart to God. It takes many forms, our confession of Him, praise before others, singing His praises, giving Him thanksgiving, proclaiming His word. You know, how can we show our love to Christ? By confessing Him to others. You know, one thing I've often said is you can never, ever, when you're praising Christ, you cannot go wrong. When you're praising Christ, when you're glorifying Christ, when you're uplifting Christ. Looking back in history, we see events unfold. And the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It is not just a novel. No, the story is true, how God sent His Son to die to redeem His chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in heaven with the three in one made provision for the sinner. Through His blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem His people, a ransom He would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that He was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was His master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in heaven with the three in one made provision for the sinner. Through His blood the work is done. Well, This morning, I just want to remind everyone that if you are confessing Christ as your Savior to men, whether on social media or in your workplace, wherever you might be, you're sharing the gospel, the good news, you probably are going to get some flack. You're probably going to be attacked. But you know what? God will give us the strength. He said that if you're in Christ, you will suffer persecution. You will be called all kind of names. And after a while, God will help you have the resilience so that it won't affect you, so that you'll just be like water running off your back. You know, because God shields his people. He has our back. You know, and so there's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and we are his bride. There's nothing to fear when Jesus is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin, because with Christ, there's victory. There's more with us than be with him. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ as our King, we certainly know that he's won the victory. Amen. So let us continue to share the news, the good news of the gospel, far and wide, throughout the world, that Jesus Christ came to save his people from their sins, and he did it by dying on a cruel and rugged cross of Calvary and shedding his life's blood for the remission of sins for his people. What a glorious gospel we have to proclaim. The good news. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Well, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And for those whom he did predestinate, he also called. And for those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. It is Christ that died. Yea, is rather seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You know, we are told in Scripture that he made transgression. He prayed for the transgressors. He prayed for the transgressors. He not only prayed for the transgressors, but he became our sin bearers. He took our sins upon himself to the cross. And so this morning, that is the good news. He was a substitution for us. He paid our ransom. He reconciled us to God. We were born by his Spirit, and we were given eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, may the good Lord be with you this Wednesday morning in a special way. My prayers are with each one of you. I appreciate you joining us this morning. I can't see everyone that's joined us. I can see a few of you. Michael Wusterman, Troy Harborough, John Sampson, Ruby Coker, Goodness Chai, Ahil Haroon, Oscar Graves, and David Vanderveen, Ashir Bhatti, and you all know who you are if I can't see you on the screen, and also those who join us on YouTube as well. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer, and I covet your prayers as well. God bless.